Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
As we watch the progress of the newly remodeled library, we are reminded of the man whose name has been associated with it for many years, Ted Kettleson. Alaska residents know that in order to live and thrive in this state, one has to wear many hats. Ted epitomized the wearing of many hats as a longtime Alaskan resident and modern Renaissance man. Born in 1874 in Wisconsin, Theodore Kettleson first ventured to Alaska in 1905 during the Gold Rush. He prospected in Valdez and Goldstream and British Columbia. Kettleson went on to serve as postmaster at Chisana and Shoshana and worked as a steamer pilot on the Tanana River. In 1919, Kettleson was elected to the House of Representatives of the Territorial Legislature. After his term ended in 1921, he accepted a position as the superintendent of the Pioneer's Home in Sitka. Soon after, he was among the entourage that escorted President Harding around Sitka during his 1923 visit to our town. In 1933, Kettleson went to work at the Sitka Wharf and Power Company as a plant operator. By 1939, he, along with a group of notable Sitka gentlemen, founded the First Bank of Sitka. Around the same time, he began a 15-year stint as the chairman of the American Red Cross here. He also owned stock in the Sitka Cold Storage Company. Eventually, Kettleson retired and moved to San Diego with his wife, but continued to take an active interest in our community. After the town's library suffered the second of two devastating fires, Kettleson decided that the institution needed a new, concrete-built home, and he contributed his stock in the National Bank of Alaska and the Sitka Cold Storage Company to the effort. In October of 1967, Kettleson and his wife traveled back to Sitka for the dedication of the new library, which was named in his honor. However, there is one rather furry contribution that Ted made, which is not so well known. As a secretary of the Sitka Fish and Game Club, Kettleson advocated for the introduction of red squirrels to Baranoff Island in 1922. He hoped that the squirrels would provide prey for marten and thus increase trapping opportunities around Sitka. Unfortunately, the plan did not succeed, as almost always happens when man meddles with Mother Nature. The squirrels, being squirrels, propagated and soon expanded their range to the entirety of Baranoff Island. This wouldn't be so bad if the squirrels didn't have such a big appetite for eggs. Sadly, they disturbed local bird populations by eating their eggs. One species in particular that was affected was the ptarmigan, which were common here, but after the introduction of the squirrels all but disappeared and now remain only in a few isolated pockets on Baranoff Island. Less than a year after the dedication of the Kettleson Memorial Library, Ted passed away at the age of 94. From mining prospector to House representative and beyond, Ted Kettleson wore numerous hats as an Alaskan resident. His many skills and interests left a long-lasting legacy in our state. Yet the noisy chatter of the vivacious red squirrel serves as a constant reminder that even the most notable and noble figures in Sitka's history were merely human.
This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.